CliffCentral.com.
Very, very warm welcome to Beyond Ears and Eyes here on Cliff Central. With me, Shemaine Harris, on controls is Palisa Mbui. Welcome.
And of course, Liesl Tomya. Hi, yay. How are you doing? Hey, Shemaine.
I just went all over you, didn't I?
Absolutely fine. No problem. With us in studio is well-known numerologist Sandy Smith, and I have to say, Sandy, your reputation for making predictions is quite there.
I've heard of
several people who said you can speak to her; she knows what she's doing.
Sure, it's
no pressure.
No, exactly. It's exactly
that. That like
and I think that the big one that's out there was a particular interview which I did with Ali Cog that is. Went quite viral, and that was, none of that was planned, so and I wasn't anticipating it to be long. I thought it was just going to be like, you know, a 10-minute and whatever, and, you know, and you can say a lot in 10 minutes, and that went on and on, and I just rolled with things. So as long as I've got the right information in front of me, then I can.
But I saw a transcript of that. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, were you good.
The only thing is that certain people choose to hear certain things. Like everybody said, well, it's October, so what's happened? And I said, aha, if you listen, it says, well, in October, from October to November, then everything starts to roll. And the 1st of October, boy, it all started to roll. Mm-hmm. So it's a case of now watch the movie.
I am shocked that, or maybe you already have a lot of people who came up to you after that, especially a lot of people from the ANC or people in government who want to now talk to you. Because, I mean, if you can, because you saw not just our president, but you saw a good few other people as well.
But they are interested in knowing that he is going to go, the ones that have been to see me.
Oh, so there are people who come and say, hey, how are you doing?
There are, and then there is also a lot of people who actually are definite ANC people who voted DA.
I mean, it
and that was
sense.
A tactic. That was a tactic, and I think that was a good tactic.
Yes.
Because as we go forward, we will have a shared government. ANC will not be solely in power again.
Thank God, it's not good for our systems.
But you see, I think that if you also understand a little bit about astrology, is that up until before the Arab Spring in Tunisia, Neptune was in Aries and for 1630 odd years, which is speaking to the world, whether it's industries or governments or countries or individuals, about structures. And if your structures are not brought into the present and are working structures and solid structures, if they are old structures, they have got to be changed. And he who didn't change the structures, as Neptune moved into Pisces, and when the whole Tunisia thing started, there was an uprising and then it went quiet and then there was an uprising and then it went, and that was Neptune moving into Pisces and then going retrograde and then moving back in and moving. It's still giving them an opportunity, and then it kicked in. So you've seen around the world how Neptune is in Pisces and saying, well, if you have not corrected and re-looked at structures, then the people will rise. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. So you've got the students, we've had our mining story, you've got the migration of Syria, you've got Black Lives Matter. So it's happening in every single country. It'll happen in companies as well. It'll even happen in your personal life if you are living in the old century.
If you're thinking doesn't, but that's nature. If you don't budge, it forces you.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It does. And then a lot of people, you know, they really want to hang on to, because it's financially working for them. It's not necessarily working really for them. That there's eventually, when it does crash, it's a bad crash. It's a bad knock. Yes.
But people are scared of the unknown, and that's why they want to stay in that comfort zone.
I mean, well, you know, the things that's those are people that don't don't like change.
Isn't that a universal thing, though?
No.
Okay.
There's about power and control, and then there's the money mongers, and then, you know, people, by having a title, it actually gives them the high-heeled shoes to stand on.
Mm.
Take away that position, and you know, you come onto this earth without that title, and you will leave without the title. And if you're trying to use that title to be able to stand up as a being, then I'm very sad for you.
Is that why you got into numerology, so that you could change lives? Because that sounds really great.
No, actually it wasn't.
How did you get into
numerology? Well, I was managing Miriam McCabe at the time, and had been involved in her return concert to South Africa.
Okay, just keep dropping names.
Okay, and then Hugh and Letta and Kaifas, etc. as well. I'll just drop a few more. And I knew that I was starting to go through a transition of what was going to be next. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. So, and I didn't want to go to anybody that knew me. And I didn't know where else to go. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine gave me an appointment with a very well-known psychic then. Her name was Fifi. To get to see her, you had to wait 6 months to a year.
Where is Fifi? I've never heard of a Fifi.
I don't know that she's alive. I know that she had cancer, and I'm really not sure. Lady Di and Prince and Fergie used to come fly out here just to see her.
Oh, wow.
And I went to see her for another reason, didn't hear everything that she said, and about 6 months later I refound the cassette, and the first thing that she said to me, said, you're going to be doing what I'm doing but differently. Aww. But I never heard it, and by that time I had started working on looking for me through different sources and everything, and I was looking at the tarot, and then I read some numerology books, and my mother gave me a family tree book, and out of that my formula was written in that family tree book, and then went that numerology is just not good enough, and I went to astrology, and funny enough, astrology is not even accurate, because if you don't have hour, minute and second of the time that you are born, it's not accurate. And then I went back, and when I wrote my astrology exam, I wrote it on the basis of the formula or that I had written. So in the exam, it was somebody's chart, a male, with a day, month, and year in the chart in front of me. Never had a name or anything. And, yeah, my examiners reckoned that I cheated, because they would have to have given me 150 out of 100. So that was the first endorsement, but I never really even heard that then. So it took about a year and a half till friends of mine who I'd been helping, and they'd be asking about other people that friends of theirs or family that I didn't even know. And one of my friends said to me, you know, everything you say is accurate, and especially on people that you don't even know, so there can be no doubt. And why aren't you charging for this? And I went, oh, okay. And then it was a transition. You know, Miriam McKeever came from, mother was a Sangoma. So yes, she loved all of these kind of things. So often would take the tarot cards and do the numerology while we were on tour and all the rest of it. And kind of that's when it started digging in. And then when we parted and she moved on, this all started to take off. And, yeah, that's...
Oh, wow. Are you the party trick when you, you know, with your friends?
You know, I get upset when I am. If I choose to do it, then that's fine. But I really stopped accepting dinner invitations, because I get the picture when I'm going to be the party trick. I've never been called the party trick, but I would be the party trick. And, I've got a lot of friends that they don't come to me for my service. They don't use it, but they believe what I'm doing. But I can go to them and then have a normal evening. But 9 times out of 10, there's a friend there or whatever. And if I choose to do it, then I'll do it.
But we are curious, you know, as human beings, we want to know.
We like to hear about ourselves.
about ourselves, but we also don't want to know. We are scared of that. Sandy, let's just take couple of steps back.
Yes.
Let's start with numerology 101. How does it work? What do you need?
All right. So in numerology, and I go from conventional, traditional numerology, and my system is your full born name that appears on your birth certificate, not that you've changed it and got a new birth certificate later. That first birth certificate and your date of birth. Conventional numerologists generally don't necessarily even look at your name. The ones that do will use a Chaldean alphabet method, which is not practiced and hasn't been done for hundreds of years. So that
is that good or bad?
No, that calculation is wrong. Where when the rabbis calculate your Hebrew name, that is part of tradition, but that name never appears on a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what is on the birth certificate. So for me, if I want to look at the whole picture, then I look at your full-born name. I will even look at a married surname. I will not look at married surnames that have come and gone. You'll go with your born surname and the current surname that you've got, and then your date of birth. There's many people that have gone and changed their names and believe that that change is going to change who they are, and it's not. You've got to change from within. You can't change from a name. And your name is the map of your life. So every letter defines a time in your life, and you will live out that time. And your date of birth then actually adds to the numbers in your name and where you are, and defines the year that you are in, and it can define it down to the day and the hour and the minute of the day within a year, within your life.
See, what you're saying there now contradicts what a lot of people believe, because there are some people who believe that you can change your name halfway through your life and it would make a difference, but you've heard of it.
I've got many clients, and I've even had students who've come and study, and the rule is what is on your birth certificate. And one of them still denied, until one day I said, you know, you have this one very bad habit, and you have to have this number. And eventually she opened up and said that she changed her name, and I was spot on.
And what if you don't have a birth certificate?
Then I would go with what I really like then is that person to bring in somebody with them that is that they've grown up with.
Okay.
And the same when they're not sure if it was on the 12th or the 13th, because you're a midnight baby. And it's literally within about three questions I can define whether it was before or after midnight. So when you've got somebody else, which is also divine, because when I say that you like blah, blah, and they go, no, I'm not, and then their mother just says, oh, yes, you are. I love it.
Yet there are parts of ourselves that we don't want to acknowledge.
No.
And especially in, like, what you are saying, and in astrology, it comes out, and then we're like, very indignant, I'm not that, until you really go and look at yourself and you realize, I am that.
How has it changed your perception when you look at human beings, knowing what you know now because of the numbers and the letters?
I think that what I've actually learned is there are good people, and then there are people that are false, and there are people that are frauds, and there are, you know, there's healers and good people, and, you know, people who do these fabulous social responsibility things, and then there's people who climb Kilimanjaro. And I'm learning to actually let that be, and hope that when I can tell somebody that they've got a negative trait, that they can turn that around. But that's their choosing. I'm going to give it. I'm going to put it there, and you have a choice. And that's what is so powerful about the numerology, is it never takes away your power. It can only, if you understand it, it can only give you power.
So you've become non-judgmental.
I have, but then I can still be cheeky.
Well, we heard that by how you just called the spade a spade just now. I've learned that.
Yes.
So cutting to the bone, which is great, though.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I got an email from a client who was incessant and upset with what I told her, because when I did a Skype with her, I asked her if I could tell her everything. Now, numerically, I knew 90% I could. There was a 10% that she had an OCD quality. But because she had a grounded quality that was predominant, and I said, can I tell you everything? And she said yes. It's taken her a year to write. She wrote an email saying that she's really upset with what I told her and how I told her. And I was devastated.
Aww.
But it was a bad astrological day, so I thought, I'm not going to respond. And by the next day, she'd written me another email to apologize and to kind of rewrite and say, you know, from the one emotion to the other emotion. And I was now able to respond and fully accept that I need to be a little bit more careful. But I know when there is somebody who, some people are scared to come to because I might tell them about death. That's definitely not what I do. But I have had clients who will come to me and that is the specific. It might be about a parent or a gran or somebody who is very ill and I will definitely assist them. Because it's about a lateral practical process to assist in the emotions of and how they deal with it. But I will be a little bit more cognizant that I mustn't be as bullish sometimes.
Mm-hmm. When people come to you, do they have to have a specific question?
No.
Or do you give them a snapshot of this is who you are?
You come to me for an hour appointment and I give you 55 minutes of me and about you. And generally in that hour, we'll look at one other person. That is like for that first appointment, but I will give you an absolute detailed concentration on you. And you know that when you're on air, 5 minutes is really long, so they've got 5 minutes.
And not when we're sitting here.
If you're talking about something that you love.
Oh, you know, the time, it does go fast, but you can fit a lot in 5 minutes.
Mm.
And then they will, once they go away after that ground appointment, then they go, oh gosh, I wish I'd asked this question. Then they come back, but now they come back with, okay, so can you give me more on this and more on that? Or you mentioned blah, 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 starting a business and all the rest of it. And then we get into those questions and very much of a focus on subjects. Yeah.
Sandy, when I went into labor with my firstborn, a woman who I didn't know her, but she knew a friend of mine, phoned my friend and said, tell her to push because she doesn't want a number four. She will not get on with a number four. What does a number four mean? What do each of the numbers represent?
Well, Shemaine is born on the 4th. So straight away, she is detailed. She's analytical. She doesn't do surprises. She needs to have the map and the plan.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a 4 is. And a 4 is an enormously good number to have. I've always said, you know, I don't believe in past lives and whatever, but if I ever am going to come back, I must either come back as a male or I must have a number 4. Because it's a very lateral, practical, sensible number. It's very grounded. I love it. It's very earth, metal, and wood. And you know, no is no, and yes is yes. And that's what a 4 is. The reason is Tom. You're married or you're
married
born?
Name.
What is your born?
Durant.
So the interesting thing is,
and my given name on my birth certificate was Elizabeth.
So you see.
I'm so sorry.
Now she has to work
out all the numbers.
But
while she's talking, I was thinking of number 4 because we get on like a house on
she's,
fire.
No, she's got no 4s. She's your opposite. You're the masculine energy and she's the feminine energy.
I mean, just see how we dress. I just put makeup on and then I look like a little bit of a girl. But yeah, she's for sure.
The thing is that, you know, you've got all the girl numbers. All the girl numbers. And you've taken, in changing your name to Liesl Tom, you've actually taken away one of the most important essences, and that is to be a public figure, of which it is that you are, and you should actually be using Elizabeth, because it is, it's spiritual, it's cheeky, doesn't like being told what to do, and Shemaine, you have a 7 life path, so you're also cheeky and don't like being told what to do.
I can attest to that.
but I douse it. It's doused, though. I don't know. It's wrapped in kindness because of my age.
But before
it was vicious. It was there in your face.
But your 7 life path is one of the good things for you, because it says that you, at this point in time, are only 16 years old with 52 years experience.
Yay.
And you're only starting to do Shemaine now.
You know, that is actually true. But you feel bust open. You feel so...
No, but you're actually busting open. You're actually allowing Shemaine to come out. Everything you did before was to be a brick for everybody, compromise, sort, go to see the movie they wanted to see, compromise. And now it's got the word no more.
That's what happens.
No
they
more.
Say, they say it happens in the 50s.
No, for a person with a number 7, from the age of 42, it kind of starts. And then by the time you are 54, you are only 18 years old with 54 years experience. So you haven't even really stepped out of doing the practical of your teens in the sense with knowledge and wisdom. So you right now, if I said we're going to party tonight, you're going to go, hell yes. You know what I mean?
I'm not quite there yet.
No, but there's
that
this,
sense of there's freedom that
Dennis,
is there.
There's that Dennis the Menace going, hell yes, let's go.
She does that. She does.
And your Elizabeth is that. Yep. So she's been hiding herself, and your 7 life path is to actually allow yourself out, allow the child, and you're never going to be your age. So you might as well just let go.
Up top, girl. Up top. Do you know what? We're going to, you know, next week, I think we are going to speak to someone about ascension. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Ascension and awakening.
Yes.
And it's like you're touching on some of that because, I mean, it's stuff that you it doesn't just happen. It's kind of like you're going through a process. And I just thought it's the process that's happening.
I mean, I've got 5 sevens.
Wow.
So the thing is that when I started doing my numerology, which was trying to find me, in having to find me, I had to help other people and then start recognizing qualities that they had that I had. And it took a long time before I was able to say to a client, you know, I'm just like you. And that evening I thought to myself, gosh, that wasn't so hard. And I started gaining more confidence to let people know who I was. And I'm still in the process.
Was it a shock for you when you started to read your own and having to make peace with all these little bits that you now see coming together? Because it's still a revelation. I mean, it might come from you, but
I think
it's still a
revelation. I think it was the criticism that my mother slandered at me that was so hard for me to eventually turn around and say to myself, but that is who I am. And for me to stop wanting to fit in and fall in line with what other people wanted or what I thought they wanted, that I started saying no to me, not no to them.
Wow.
I started saying, no more. You got to do you. And I'm kind of still, you know, sometimes I say to myself, so when are you going to grow up?
So does it take you by surprise still that you've got like that 2-year-old thing going, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Not now.
I never said that as a child.
Didn't
we weren't
no.
allowed to. You would have. Because I think, Shemaine, if we could speak to your mom and dad, your first words would have been no.
I have no idea. I was a different child, though. I wasn't like the playful. I'd sit under the table and listen to the old folks. They had to chase me out.
And the reason why you did that is when a person has got a 4, they actually don't they don't appeal themselves to younger children. They appeal themselves to adults. So you've got this 4, which makes you older than your years when you're a child, and people would have called you an old soul, but actually it means maturity. And yet you still had that 7, which was being hidden all the time, which is now coming out. So enjoy,
thank
enjoy.
You. How do you do? Lisa wanted to. I'm talking for you now. She wanted to know how you do the DIY stuff for people at home.
so when you, but your system sounds very complicated. Do you take the letters and then?
Every single letter has a number. And then each name has a number, and then you look at the collective of all the names, and you also look at your daily name, then you look at your full married name, and you look at your daily name. You've got to look at the whole picture.
So there's no numerology DIY for us to do at home?
Not really.
I'll
give you a basic. So you've got your alphabet, you write the letters in one row, 1 to 9, and then you write A to I, and then you keep writing under the 1 to 9. And that will give you the basic number of what a letter stands for. So
okay.
A, J, and S is 1, 10, and 19, but they all still add to a 1. But if you
10.
Want... Yes. J is a 10, and the letter S is the letter nine, the 19th letter.
Okay.
But 1 and 9 adds to a 10, and 1 and 0 add to a 1. So you can take each letter, and you can work out the value of each of your names, and then you can add your day and your month together, firstly, and bring it down to a power number, which is either an 11, 22, 33, or it's a number between 1 and 9, and that's a hidden aspect that you have. Then you add your year that you are born, and you can get your life path year. But if you want to understand your proper life path number, let's say somebody's born in 1970, so you'll add 9, 10, and 7 is
17.
16. Okay. 9, 10, 17, yeah, 6 is 17, and 7 and 1 is an 8. So you're going to take that 17, and then you're going to add your day and your month to that. That will give you a proper life path, because if you add them very quickly, you can become an 11 life path or a 22 life path. But because you're adding in the quick way, and you're eliminating certain numbers to get down to the lowest number very quickly, you can actually not see the truth. Because in numerology, the number 9, no matter what you add to a 9, it will always remain the other number. No.
Oh, the other one.
The other number. So you can eliminate everything that adds to a 9 in your day and your month and your year, and then you'll get down to the lowest number very quickly. But to understand what your life path is, you write your day, your month, and then you've added your life, your year that you are born into 2 digits, put that in a sum form, and then add that, and then you'll see exactly what your life path is. And so there is people with 1 to 9 life paths, and there's people for 11, 22, 33, 44, 55. Very, very few with 66. Never seen a 77, 88, or a 99. It's not possible.
So what does a double
digit mean? Power numbers. So power numbers is where the universe expects more from you, but it affords you more.
Oh, okay.
So and that will always, having a power number means that you have to affect many people's lives, and you've got to work on a worldly scale. You might not realize that you do. I've had a chap who was, said he was an engineer, and he liked earth, metal, wood, and he's a builder, and he said, yes, he builds roads. And I said, you understand now when I say you affect many people's lives. And he didn't actually see it before.
Wow.
Because this is just his job. And I think it's not just a job. You've got people that live on that street. You've got cars that travel every day on the street. You affect people's lives.
And safety.
And safety. So 11, 22, 30, you've all got their own individual meanings, but they mean to have an effect on the masses. Where the other numbers, it doesn't say that you won't ever do that, because you will have the age 11, 22, 33, 45. So the universe still allows you in your power number age years to achieve something that is a little bit more powerful than average. Yeah.
Sandy, have you ever heard anyone tell you that I don't like this particular number?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's probably a side of themselves that they are that they fear.
What does the 6 represent? Because I don't like 6.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth Durant adds to a 6.
Okay.
So there you go.
So there you go. So straight away, and yet your 6 is highly important, because your 6 is your fast thinking. 6 is animals and children. 6 is your obsessive compulsive.
Okay.
You also don't listen, and you interrupt people when they talk, and you finish their sentences for them. And then you've got a little bit of an OCD thing about something sweet. It's a spice. It's a spice or a sweet. There's something that when you...
Ginger.
You have to have.
Could be licorice, but...
Oh, there you go.
But I mean, I like children and animals.
Yes,
but I don't like the number 6.
Well, the thing is that you're crazy.
Thank you.
She's fun. You know, she's fun. And I don't know
but the
that
6
she
is
knows
ideas,
that
and that's the 7. 7 is the Dennis the Menace, is the fun part. But
oh, I'm...
See, you fun.
You're fun.
I hate myself, and I'm crazy.
But you're, but a 6 is crazy. It can. Listen, I've got 6 sixes, and one of them's a 33. So this is really obsessive compulsive. It's all the ADD, ADHD. Mm. It's all of those things. But it speaks of left and right brained. It speaks of ambidextrous. How often have you picked up a knife and fork, Liesl, and wanted to change it and going, that doesn't feel right.
No, but as a child, I used to write with both hands. just,
I still do.
Just for fun.
Yes.
It's fun.
No, because you can. Mm. But if we asked Shemaine to do it.
Oh, I can.
But it took practice.
Well, yes, it did, but I can. Mm. You know, when writing or eating. Yeah, no, I'm pretty, but that's another story. Let me just say, you are listening to Beyond Ears and Eyes on Cliff Central, and we've got Sandy Smith, the numerologist, in studio with us, and of course, my bestie Liesel with us as well.
And that was Shemaine Harris. She forgot to introduce herself.
Yay!
Shemaine, is Harris your born surname?
No.
You see, you girls, what is your born surname?
Now, let me spell it for you. M-R-W-A D-I, Mkhwadi. So, oh.
So you put another seven that's already emerging out there. Okay.
Okay.
And your Shemaine's a number 11. So this is when you're on air, you're affecting the masses. Oh, okay. So straight away, that's very, very important. You have married, with your married surname, Liesel, there's an 11. So your husband will be a person who is affecting people's lives out there. And you've brought that in. And his numbers in the surname that you've added to your life will only be the positive aspects of that will start to really dig their heels in about 10 to 15 years after you've been using that. It's a growth process of owning.
Oh, my word. You know what? My maiden surname, my maiden name, basically means headstrong. So I didn't change it. We were married for 3 years, and I did not change my surname. Because, I mean, how headstrong would I be if I just, you know, gave in and changed it.
But you see, there's your defiance of not complying with the norm, because sevens don't like to be told what to do.
Shemaine's a seven. I'm a six.
No, you've got a six and you've got double sevens. And she's got no sixes, but she's got double, she's got triple sevens. Seven life path, seven in your Shemaine and your born surname, and Shemaine Bernadette Harris adds to a seven. So you've got an interesting that the seven life part that was so hidden, as you changed your names and whatever, it actually highlighted what you already got and brought it to the fore.
Oh, I thought it's just because I'm very open now. I thought it's just I've gone past the hiding thing. I'm very, very secretive, but that's done now. But you know, my name means boy, and I that's in this whole conversation. I find that the fact that you picked up on the male energy very much.
Well, that's your, a four is male energy. Like in conventional numerology, they've got the yin and the yang in numbers, which is a load of nonsense. You've got one feminine number, that's a three, and you've got one masculine number, that's a four. And men and women can have both, because there's a lot of men that are effeminate, and that is the kind of the guy that we would call the teddy bear kind of a guy.
Hug me
kind of a guy. And then, yes, the gay is not necessarily the three either. There's other numbers that will actually bring that in.
I find it interesting that you say the gay.
Yes. Absolutely.
It sounds so.
When you've got in certain numbers, you've got sexuality in numbers. Okay. And then you've got insecurity sexually in numbers. And then you've got people that will actually go from a male-male to a male-female relationship, because it's not about it's about the energy that they feel in the connection that they have with a person. It's not about that they are male or female.
All right. Or that the term is derogatory or
yes.
not. It's like just like
it's
the three or the seven.
No, not at all.
Or the yes. something like that. Do you know, because somehow this terminology, it crosses over and it
yes.
becomes messy. Do we want to know about some people that Sandy has read, or because then we can get out of the firing line?
Well, let's go straight away to the USA. Should we go to
Yay!
The USA?
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so this is really, I'm going to bring in...
Because I just want to say, Sandy, if you tell me that Donald Trump is going to win, we would
possible.
Have to find another planet to immigrate
it's not,
to.
It's not possible.
Tell me
My
more.
Prediction already last year, July and December of last year, before the race even started, it's not possible for him to come in. He's in a critical, critical year. And as he hit his birthday, which is the 14th of June, 1946, he went into detriment, his own detriment. Mm. And Never.
That was just after the Melania stuff came crashing down on him.
He came crashing down on him, yeah. I think that he was trying to control everybody. But, you know, Hillary is born on the 26th of the 10th, 1947. She goes into a year of taking responsibility, but going back, you know, because the last time she was running, when Obama was running, she wasn't in a good year to win then, but she's in a good year to win. With Hillary being born on the 26th of the 10th, 1947, she's in a really good year of going back and repeating a cycle and bringing it back to the fore. And obviously, you know, Hillary adds to a number four, which makes her systematic and orderly and a person who can take charge and be and head up and oversee. Her experience is undeniable.
Mm.
And people must stop having excuses that she made this, she did this with the emails, etc. We all, as human beings, make mistakes. And for the FBI and the CIA to have cleared all of that. But then we've got people like Donald Trump who is about power and control and he cannot let go. And it's very interesting that when he would be standing up and even when he was on stage with Hillary or he's at his rallies, I mean, he is so arrogant. He is so, there's so much ego that's running around him and the power and the control and his rhetoric. He doesn't think before he speaks.
Mm.
And then he's got one little aspect, which is his Dennis the Menace, that he doesn't like being told what to do. So when they would write those scripts, he would actually not get to them. Because his reading abilities are not terribly good.
Ah.
His focus ability is not very good. Now, it's interesting that he is in an 11-7 year, he is triple 11, so he's got quadruple 11s. And when the more you have of a number, the more you are going to have a trip and a fall. That's the year that he is in. He's got a double 7s and he's in a 7. So he's in fame year. So he is actually, his whole way that he has done his life and business over the years, because he's done some very underhanded things, treated people very badly, is coming home to roost. And it's interesting he won't release his tax forms. I find that very interesting. His life path is a four, which says that I don't pay attention to detail. So his accounting is going to start to bite him in 2018, bite him very badly.
Wow.
And the interesting thing, we can jump from there to Zuma, where Zuma is in a 7-11. Donald's in an 11-7. So
mirror images.
So, but reverse in the sense that legal issues will happen to Donald on the home front and affect him personally, where legal issues on the public front that will affect Zuma publicly. So he is at his turning point at the moment, and that's why all the statements I've made out there is that October onwards is where we have what I call rock and roll. So this is where things will actually start to go against him. And then this is going to run for another 3 or 4 years. So this is a process of elimination and a process of him having to face up to and deal with.
And you, have you done any on Tuli Madonsela?
I have. I didn't bring hers with her. Absolutely, you know, we all adore her. She's got such great numbers. She's got a lot of sevens, which is a seven is generally about the law and would never go against the law. And it's funny that Zuma's got double hidden sevens, but he's a five life path. And, you know, really, I have to say, not the brightest button. And he's got this defiance to go against and defy anybody. And then he's got this position, which is incredibly sad that he hasn't taken hold of this wonderful position that he's had and made a difference.
Yeah.
He could have been awesome.
Wow.
And he's chosen not to be.
What do we as South Africans look forward to?
Okay, so
in 2017 or from now, you know, because now we're at the end stretch of the year into next year.
You see, now you've always got to remember you've got to talk birthday to birthday, and you've got to remember that South Africa is born on the 31st of May, 1961. We only changed political party on the 18th of April 1990. So that was just a change of political power. We never changed the country's name, and we never had a rebirthing of a complete new entity.
Mm-hmm. So before you get there, so this whole thing of we are now 21 years or
not
20,
at all.
Whatever, we, that's nonsense. So,
not at all.
That's how old the democracy is, but the country itself, that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
Sorry, Sandy, before you go ahead, would changing the country's name make us better? Can it make
No. Our country's date of birth is very good. There's nothing wrong with it at all, and we've achieved probably more in 55 years than America has in over 250 odd whatever years. Everything planetary-wise, astrologically, and etc., has worked in our favor. And because we've been able to watch overseas, although we couldn't always be active with overseas, we've watched how to do and how not to do. We just haven't got the people that maybe are in power that actually make the right choices. I think Mandela was a very good president, and with respect, I say he was our bridge. Mbeki was an economics man, and absolutely awesome from an economics perspective. Unfortunately, that demise is actually, you know, what goes around comes around. It's a very casual statement I'm saying, but the way that they got Zuma out, but his issue was attention to detail and his paperwork, and that's where things went south. But that was a major lesson, a personal lesson, by the fact that he was more presidential than our current president is. So the thing is that there's such a lot of lessons to learn, and as that wheel turns, Zuma's he's going to be driving the vehicle that he chose to actually climb in, and the same with Donald Trump. He's now on a plane that he's decided to fly, and they're both not very good pilots, unfortunately.
That sounds like illness coming.
The thing is, when I look at Donald Trump, he's not in a very good year at all, that he could actually have a stroke, he could have a heart attack, to the point that he could actually be taken out. And, you know, if you look at...
Hey, when you say taken out...
I mean taken out.
Really?
You know, you kind of go back to
wow.
A previous president that was taken out.
Wow.
But the thing is that I feel that the good thing about Trump is that it has proven that the Republican Party is not a strong entity. It's very weak. It's that whole astrological thing of Neptune, mm-hmm. That was in Aries, that the Republican Party was failing from Bush, senior Bush, junior Bush, and yet the Republicans, the Democrats had a far better focus, because they were always fighting for the democracy and fighting for the right, that they sometimes lost sight. But as the Republicans started losing power, it was a natural thing that the human being goes, if that's not working, I'm going to change.
Half a minute. Our president is sitting in the same position where people just absolutely do not think much of him, do not like him.
Not at all. And he doesn't care.
So what are the chances? Because they take presidents out. So are there people who look at him and think, oh, if only I could?
I don't see that actually happening. I just see that the legal process, which is actually more in line with who we are as a country, is that the legal process will take its course, and the cases will start to rise, and this will unseat everything about who he is.
Awesome.
Last question. We are completely out of time. Just tell me, are we going to end up well?
Listen, the Rand is born on Valentine's Day. Shame she's a little bit directionless now, but I promise you that from February, it'll start probably December onwards, the Rand will start to improve. We're going into a very good time, and be positive, because what is going to be happening in the Northern Hemisphere, I wouldn't want to be a part of.
Yay. And that was today's Beyond Ears. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was such fun.
Thanks so much.
And if anybody wants to get hold of me,
yes,
numerology.co.za is my web address, and email sandy@numerology.co.za.
Sandy with a Y.
Sandy with a Y.
Yay.
Yay.
So, yeah, go and listen to the podcast. I'm sure you're going to want to listen to this podcast again and again, especially where she explained how to do your numbers at home. I'm Shemaine Harris.
And I'm Liesl Tom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now. Yay. CliffCentral.com.